The Supreme Court ruling this past week that allows local governments to seize private property for use in public projects opens the way for the City of New London, Connecticut, to move forward with an economic development plan. The ruling also means that seven families living in New London's working-class neighborhood of Fort Trumbull now face being forced from their homes. But as Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports, the homeowners say the struggle is not over.
Suzette Kilo sits under a beach umbrella outside her pink Victorian cottage along the Thames River.
I'm really not interested in leaving, and if I have to go, I'm going to make it as difficult as possible for whoever has to make me go.
New London officials have argued they must clear Fort Trumbull to attract development and bring in sorely needed tax dollars. Most residents agreed to sell their homes. Their properties were demolished when wrecking crews arrived 4 years ago. But Kilo and six neighbors have refused. One owner is an 87-year-old woman who was born in her Fort Trumbull home. Scott Bullock is senior attorney at the Institute for Justice, representing the homeowners.
You can't really compensate someone like Mrs. Derry, who has lived in her home since 1918, who has so many memories there. And that's why we hope that New London will do the moral thing in this case, allow her to stay and work with the land that they already have at their disposal to do development projects.
That's not likely, says Ed O'Connell, attorney for the New London Development Corporation, a private entity authorized to redevelop the area. He says this week's Supreme Court ruling affirms that when officials in ailing municipalities create well-thought-out development plans, then they, not federal judges, have the right to decide what's in their community's best interest.
The people who approved the plan were very aware of the fact that some people might lose their homes. It was not an easy decision by the local officials, but those people, the members of the New London City Council, had to keep in mind the general welfare of the entire community, not just the individual homeowners.
O'Connell says New London's development plan is designed to improve its tax base and to help the city out of an economically distressed situation. When pharmaceutical giant Pfizer decided to build its global research facility in New London, officials saw a unique opportunity to upgrade the adjacent property. Their plan calls for clearing out Fort Trumbull to make way for a new hotel and conference center, high-end condos and office buildings. But for now, back on East Street, the old neighborhood remains. A car rounds the corner in front of Suzette Kilo's home, and driver Charlene Muscarella leans out of her window.
Susan, I'm very sorry what happened to you. I feel it's an injustice. You should not be driven from your home. I'm sending you a hug from my car.
Kilo says her phone has not stopped ringing since the Supreme Court ruling was announced.
Most people are really disgusted with the way the decision came down. Other people are calling, you know, to offer sympathy and support, and they're all calling and saying that when they come to take you, we will all be there. We're all going to come. So,
the homeowners say they'll consider further legal action in Connecticut state courts. Their attorneys are expected to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider its ruling, but that's rarely granted. Attorneys for the City of New London say once the federal appeals process is completed, the Fort Trumbull homes could be condemned by September. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven, Connecticut.